Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
So here we are between Memorial Day and the 4th of July. So it's been a time for me to reflect on how our country was formed, the brave men and women who served our country in many of the conflicts we have been involved in since we as a country declared our independence more than 200 plus years ago. We cannot forget the sacrifices made and the freedoms earned by those brave souls. Conflicts should never be thought of as noble and usually is not considered as such by those involved in it. I have been considering the sacrifices within my own family spanning the past 100 years or so. My grandfather served overseas during World War I, returning home physically unscathed. Some 20 years later, his son, my father, enlisted in the Army Air Corps, where he became a commissioned officer and flew B-17 Flying Fortresses over France, Belgium, and Germany. My father-in-law was in the Army Air Corps as well, during the same time as a tail gunner in a B-17. My mother was a nurse in Hawaii during the war, and my mother-in-law was an Army nurse as well, tending to the wounded returning from Europe. During that time in history, almost everyone served in some capacity. I also have a brother who served during the Vietnam War, which left lasting scars on so many who were there during that period of time. Closer to home, I have a son who serves in the Army as a Special Forces Green Beret. He was wounded in Afghanistan last July and has fully recovered. He is being sent back to Afghanistan in July of this year for a 7-month deployment. We were talking the other day, and he told me of the parallels he sees between Vietnam and Afghanistan and how he wants to see a point in the near future where we are no longer involved in war of any kind. My father-in-law, who served during World War II, is still living and still suffers from PTSD due to his experiences. He was shot down over France and a prisoner of war in German POW camp. He managed to escape a couple of times, but was subsequently recaptured and it was eventually liberated by the advancing Russian troops and returned to the American troops prior to the end of the war. For these past 75 years, he has had to live with the horrors of war from long ago. The Veteran Administration has been instrumental in providing him with both physical and emotional support as he has dealt with the past. It took him a long time to seek assistance, but when he did, the VA was there, and they continue to assist even our oldest veterans. Many have similar stories of family members who answered the call to service and know of their sacrifices. War should be a very last resort, but we know from history that conflict does exist and unfortunately tends to be repeated. But today, let's be thankful for the freedom we have and for those who are in securing it. It's been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.